إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, what is commitment? People will tell you that to succeed, perhaps the single most important ingredient of success is commitment. So what is commitment? The most recent thing which I saw, which always reminds me of commitment, is a video on YouTube of a lioness attacking a zebra. Now she leaps on the back of the zebra from the back, and she grabs him by the back of the neck in her mouth, and she is so totally committed to that leap that she puts her complete strength and power into the leap, and she leaps clean over the top of the zebra. So she's grabbed him by the neck and then she goes over the top. So she flips over on her own back and she falls, and the zebra falls on top of her, but she doesn't let go of that hold on the neck, and she gets her prey. Now think about that. Think about what level of commitment that is. And if you look at any of the predators, when they are attacking their prey, whether it's raptors in the air or whether it's carnivores, there is complete and total commitment in what they do. The stalk as well. When the lion is stalking, or the leopard is stalking its prey, nothing at all distracts them. Total commitment to the goal. And then when he or she leaps, there is complete commitment in that. There is no holding back at all. As my dear friend and elder brother Yusuf Bhai Nalwala says, if you are jumping, if you are leaping across a pit, if you are leaping across a ravine, if you are leaping across any kind of pit, even if you are 99% successful, you still fall into the pit. So if you are leaping across the pit, you have to be 100% successful. Even if you are 99% successful, you fall into the pit. And I think this is a very good example, illustration of what commitment needs to be if we want to succeed. Now let's bring this to this issue of seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and see what did they demonstrate when it came to commitment. Did they hold back? Did they do 50%? Did they do 80%? Did they do 99%? Or did they do 100%? What is it that they did? And you will find instance after instance. I'll just give you two. First of all is the commitment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself when he received the message. He stopped doing everything except propagating the message. In the seerah, there is no mention that after the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the message of Islam, that he continued with trade, that he continued with taking caravans to Syria and so on, all of which was his profession. He was a businessman. But after he received the message, the only thing he did was to propagate the message. And the same thing applies to his wife, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, where she completely and totally gave up everything that she had in order to support the message of her husband. Now, she didn't say, well, you know, let's keep something back for the family and so on and so forth. She gave up everything. Whatever she had, her husband needed it, she gave it. Until there was nothing left. Take the famous story, which all of us like to mention, and alhamdulillah, it's one of those great inspiring stories. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba to donate for to donate for Ghazwat Tabuk. And we have the instance of the donation of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who gave 50% of what he had. And then we have the issue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who gave in terms of quantity much less, much less. But in terms of quality, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave everything he had, everything that he had. And then came the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu himself, where Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, your Rabb send salam on your friend Abu Bakr, and I send salam on your friend Abu Bakr, and your Rabb wants to know whether your friend Abu Bakr is pleased with him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, your Rabb wants to know whether Umar ibn al-Khattab is pleased with him. He said, your Rabb wants to know whether Abu Bakr is pleased with him. Now, this is not a criticism of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, na'udhu billah. But the point I'm making is that the honor comes only to the one who commits completely and totally. Now, when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was committing to Tabuk, what was he really committing to? Was he committing to a military campaign, or was he committing to something where he expected to get some gain from it after the campaign is over? So, okay, campaign is successful and we gain some booty, and that booty is going to be more than what I invest in it. What do you think was in his mind? Wallahu alam, I am not trying to read the mind of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, but I can say that in his mind were only two things. One was success for Islam, and two was to honor the request of Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu said, give. Abu Bakr Siddiq didn't want to be among those who did not give. He didn't want to be among those when Nabi sallallahu said, give for the sake of this deen, give for the sake of Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu didn't want to be among those who either didn't give or who gave less than complete 100% of what they had. But seriously, we have to think of our own commitment to whatever project and so on that we like to do, whatever we do, especially for the deen. Are we committing completely or are we committing partially? Not to say that it is haram to commit partially, but do understand that results are directly proportional to investment. So if we want success, if we want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, then we have to commit everything we have to the success of the project of this deen. And if we are hesitant in that, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, the results will be proportionate to that. If we commit fully, the results will be proportionate to that. And if we don't commit fully, the results will also be proportionate to that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help, enable us and help us to commit totally and completely to the success of the projects of this deen, because that is where our true success lies. It is only our commitments that we make, not what we promise, what we actually make to Islam, that will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet him. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and we bear witness that he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. What we send to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with him and will be in a state which is in keeping with his majesty and grace, not in keeping with whatever we give. So when we are investing, when we are giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us keep our eyes open and understand that it is not a donation, it is not a commitment of time or energy, it is investment. It is investment which gives a return that we can't even imagine. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين.